I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. It was a common instrument for Americans on the move in the 18th and 19th centuries. It had a variety of portable shapes, produced a wide range of sounds, and had a lot of different names. The hog fiddle, the harmony box, and the lumberjack's piano. These days, it's called the dulcimer. And audiences in the Southwest can get to know it better in the 6th annual New Mexico Dulcimer Festival. That's October 16th and 17th in Albuquerque. Leading the festival are local musicians, husband and wife, Irma and Scott Reeder. Welcome to KUNM.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Great to have you with us. You guys have brought a couple of stringed instruments with you, a couple of dulcimers. Irma, you have a mountain dulcimer in front of you. Tell us a little bit about what that instrument is.
Okay, well, this is the very common dulcimer. It's a three-string, and it's in the hourglass shape with little heart-shaped sound holes. The strings go all the way across, so it's part of the zither family, and it's flat on a stand.
One of the distinctions of the mountain dulcimer or the Appalachian dulcimer is that it's one of the few instruments we can really say is truly American.
Yes, it comes from the Appalachian area of the country. And as the immigrants from the British Isles, from Scotland, from Ireland, came and they made their homes in those mountains, they built these little instruments with whatever wood that came to hand. And they wanted to play their music from their homes. And so a lot of times you will hear that drone in the dulcimer, just a hint of that bagpipe feeling in that drone sound.
Well, the mountain dulcimer for years, it was kind of a family instrument. Individuals built it for themselves, for friends. So it really took Gene Ritchie in the 40s to popularize the mountain dulcimer because it had not been commercialized.
We have these instruments today probably because of Gene Ritchie.
Right. She's the one who brought public attention to the mountain dulcimer.
Yes.
And made it a real part of the folk movement of the 40s and 50s.
Yes.
And Scott, you have in front of you a larger instrument. It's called the hammered dulcimer.
Hammered dulcimer. It's in a trapezoid shape about 3 foot wide. And it's got gobs of strings. Mine has 76 and it's tuned to 106 different notes. It is played by hammer, so my fingers are not in direct contact like a guitar or the mountain dulcimer that Irma was playing. I've got these pieces of wood about 8 inches long in front of me, and so I strike it.
Very distinctive sound.
And it's always odd to us, why on earth are these two entirely different looking instruments, a different mechanism of making music? Why are they both called dulcimers? And so that generates a lot of conversation.
Now, while we said, Scott, that the mountain dulcimer was distinctly American, the hammered dulcimer actually goes back thousands of years. There are a lot of somewhat similar instruments all around the world.
Well, it depends on who you talk to. There's some theories that it was invented in Persia. And in 900 to 1200, the Moors and the returning crusaders brought it to Western Europe. But there's a problem with that theory. In that time frame, music instrument strings were made either out of early gut or of wire that was beaten, and it wasn't uniform cross-section. It could not take the forces of striking the strings. And so more credible historians have suggested in the 1500s, with the invention of drawing wire through dies to have very uniform, very strong wires, that that probably was the invention of the hammered dulcimer. And so we see the instrument as I have today in history in the 1600s. In 1700, the Italian that invented the piano, he invented it off of the hammered dulcimer.
Now, these are rather unusual instruments for the Southwest, and that's one of the reasons that you have this festival.
Well, yes,
and it's
indeed.
And it's not just the Southwest. When we started the festival, it's because we would drive long distances to find other players, and we thought that this would appeal to the Southwest. But if you draw a line the east side of Texas from Mexico to Canada, today there's something of the order of 80 dulcimer festivals east of that line. West of that line, not the Southwest, the entire western United States, at the time there were four festivals. This year in our sixth festival, we have 46 workshops, 18 dedicated to mountain dulcimer, 18 to hammer dulcimer. We also want to introduce the public to other instruments within the folk tradition. And so we're also having workshops on Celtic harp, rhythm guitar, flat picking guitar, bowed psaltery. And we have instruments for students. The hammer dulcimer, mountain dulcimer, beginning class, we stick an instrument in your lap, no charge. If you want to come to the whole festival Friday and Saturday, we can rent a mountain dulcimer or a hammer dulcimer for the entire two-day festival so that we can have people that have never seen these instruments, and by the time they leave Saturday, they're able to play.
Right. So all levels of our experience are welcome here.
Yes.
And an important part of the festival, two evening concerts.
Absolutely. They're at 7 o'clock both Friday and Saturday, and each night is going to be a completely different concert. You will hear different instructors, different performers playing, different styles of music.
We're trying to produce a flavor that we can expose New Mexico to the wonder of not just these instruments, but you're going to hear banjo and baron and penny whistle and auto harp and, you know, lots of things at these concerts, not just, you know, 2 hours of dulcimers.
We want to make it a real experience for our concert goers. We want to show them how versatile the instruments are and also how they mesh with other instruments.
Well, I wish you guys great success with the sixth annual. May there be many, many more.
Thank you.
In the future. Local musicians, husband and wife, Irma and Scott Reeder, have organized the New Mexico Dulcimer Festival. It's October 16th and 17th in Albuquerque. For information, go to nmdulcfest.com. Irma, Scott, thanks so much for joining us at KUNM.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.